Alderman Mayor.
Along those lines, now if it is approved, would that be retro charged to the TID?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea, his motion included adoption of the resolution in addition to the motion made, correct?
Correct, yes, yep.
She has a resolution, it's not, it's only noted in the action sheet, but it's not in the top, it's not at the bottom, but it is noted, so it authorizes execution of the agreement.
So the motion would then read?
Well, the motion would then read to adopt the resolution as it states in the title, and to approve $15,000 for the phases with, for the agreement.
Is that your motion, Alderman Dandrea?
Yes.
And who was the second?
Alderman Barber.
I agree.
Okay. All right, anything else? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
G9 is resolution to award Ryan Creek Interceptor Odor Reduction Project to the Wanasek Construction for $199,000, reimbursed from MMSD. Mr. City Engineer, anything else?
Nothing more to add. This was...
Except...
in October 24th, so it's when we received the bid, so it needs to be approved tonight or special meeting before the 23rd, I believe, is the 60 days. And then there was an issue with the low bidder. They did not acknowledge the addendum number 2. We have proof that they did look at it because it was downloaded from the site. And the second bid was really inconsequential. So when you option A, you acknowledge that the Wanasek Corporation is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. They do a lot of work for the city, and we are very satisfied with the results, and we think we should award the bid to Wanasek, but the budget does allow for the second bidder also.
Mr. Birthday Boy.
If you're referring to the finance director, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much. Just by way of clarification, these appropriations would be coming out of the 2020 capital improvement fund budget.
We're not going to get a bill before then anyway, so.
No, we won't, but just it's unclear from the council action as to where that's coming from.
So noted. Anyone else? Alderman Wilhelm?
Do we know what kind of
design and construction is going to be necessary? Because before we had that unit we were purchasing for about $10,000. Is that part of this installation, or was that already installed as a previous attempt?
No. So we it's called an IPEX unit. IPEX mm-hmm. unit will actually be supplied by the contractor.
And that's part of this installation?
That's part of this contract.
Because it hasn't been done. That was just
correct.
Approval to move forward for the bid, and now we're actually doing it.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Just for the council, specifically Alderman Nelson, there's some confusion on Facebook that this action item relates to the odor complaints that we've been receiving over the last few months. I tried to put it to rest. Who the heck knows if I've been successful, but just let you know it's out there. Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
No.
Is there a motion to recommend?
So move option A.
You're going to fall in that trap.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. See, you guys are usually up on this stuff and make the motions before we announce the item. So I was just rolling with the flow.
Yeah, you're playing. Come on, take it.
G10 is a resolution.
Move our option A.
Wise guy. So G10 has been moved for option A for the Magrich public water main easement. Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Now, I guess I want to know how this got missed and if it's already being installed. So I can go to the property viewer like I did right before the meeting and clearly see that right-of-way has not been acquired. And so one simple look at that should have caught that. So how did this get missed?
You'll have to ask the developer.
Well, who's overseeing the project? Isn't there some kind of engineering oversight on this?
We do review the engineering plans.
It was only after the survey and design process was completed that we discovered that this section of water main was not located in the public right-of-way. After the survey and design.
Typically, a project would acquire the right-of-ways, and we receive those when we accept the project. So we haven't accepted the project yet. In fact, there's several things still waiting on this project.
Well, we have a really great GIS system that we spend a lot of money for. So you can, next time reviewing a project, you can just look at the right-of-ways and then.
A private easement would not show up on their GIS system.
The easement wouldn't show up on their GIS system?
No.
The easement shows up on the GIS system.
During a project, the developer will obtain easements, but they aren't uploaded that quickly, and at least my GIS viewer does not show an easement. We would show it if it were a plat, but.
Yeah, it still doesn't show it. So I know when we did College Avenue, we had to go through and list all the ones we needed, and then we had to go and make sure every one of them got, so we
And that was a city project where we did the design. We did not do the design on this one.
Needed just a little more oversight.
Okay, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is a resolution authorizing city to execute a contract with Wind Pike for education programming for the natural resources stormwater management permit.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
This, another one of those items where the deadline was on the 15th, so we've missed the deadline on this. So, and then, so I'm going to guess they'll probably be flexible because they want us, but it kind of reminds me of the grant. You know, we're just skidding on the end of these deadlines. Is there any way we can get ahead of them a little bit? And then, we have an environmental commission that could do this outreach and education because it says that they can supply us the same rate, but then when you look at what the services are, it says the main difference between the 2018 and 2019 contract and the one we're going to sign are the elimination of the Clean Water Network associated group meetings, the removal of the separate physical agent associated fees, the reduction of the RPIC WIM staffing hours and benefits, the cancellation of the construction and weather app development, and the deletion of the mass mailings. So we get the same great rate with less than half the services, and we're beyond the deadline. One more thing. I'm not sure it should be coming out of the 2020 highway budget. This has always been an item that is put in through, Jack Bunnett used to put this in all the time on his budget. So why are we taking from the highway?
That was the budget you took it from.
I'm not so sure about that. I guess I'd like clarification on that, but it'll probably be too late. But so I guess clarification on losing all these different items and what we are going to get and why the rate's the same for less than half the services and if they're going to accept the deadline.
For the record, Alderman Taylor has joined us at 7:55.
Five. I don't think he's here.
I quite honestly don't know how to answer those questions. I had a conversation with Root Pike Wind. The previous funding mechanism was no longer available, so we're going to pay them directly. The understanding was services are the same. I know there's a lot of work involved in the MS4 program. I know that staff does not wish to take this on. I don't believe Franklin staff has ever taken this part of the MS4 on. We are quite active in other parts of the MS4. This was the education and outreach component that they've handled for us. And as I understand, we've always paid this as long as the program's been in effect. So, and it's, to my knowledge, it's always been now the highway budget. That's where it's been located.
Well, as far as Root Pike went, it's a nonprofit organization. I used to work for them for many years. So, you know, I understand that it is something that you could probably have the Environmental Commission work on. And just a suggestion. I mean, we have a commission that maybe could take this on, but it's probably a little late for that now because we have a stormwater permit requirement that we have to meet. But I just, you know, I don't understand what they're actually going to be doing with all those other reductions in services, so it's...
Is there a motion?
I'd like to second, but I'd like to put a friendly amendment on.
Alderman May?
Alderman Wilhelm mentioned this was one of the things I was going to bring up. This should go to the Environmental Commission to work with them in as much as the Environmental Commission can. The Environmental Commission is always looking for topics for presentations at the library. We've had several programs there over the last 2 years. One was on stormwater. And so if we could get a presentation at the Environmental Commission and see where we can move together jointly on this.
So with your permission, I will ask Root Pike Wind to maybe attend the next Environmental Commission and discuss this, what they will be doing.
Great. So if that's okay with the maker of the motion, I'd like to add that and second that.
So moved with the adjustment.
Alderman Nelson.
Mr. Rotzenberg, you were looking to be recognized with something?
Well, there was a question about whether or not this particular charge had been in the highway department, and the city engineer contacted my office on that topic when the draft of this motion or this item was put together. And I did some research on that, and this particular cost has been in the highway department's budget for at least 4 years in terms of my looking back as to where the charges have been.
Thank you.
4 years
that Mr. Bennett's been gone for 4 years. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 is the audit agreement between Baker Tilly and the City of Franklin for 2019 statements.
Motion so moved. To approve.
Second. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Let's do it again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, approval to allow DPW to finish out their budget by buying more LEDs. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is carryover 2019 Economic Development Non-Personnel Funds.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15. Carry forward of 2019 appropriations for inspection services.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's hold G16 to just prior to closed session. G17, authorization to purchase exchange server licenses. $18,310.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12, IT services agreement with Heartland Business Systems.
18.
I'm sorry. I didn't start drinking yet today. G18 is the IT technology services agreement with Heartland Business. Questions for staff?
Move to approve.
I do know.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I noticed.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Levert, I noticed in here one of the things is that they handle the web site. And I had left you a message about, are they doing all those web changes?
They can assist on management of the website, meaning like if the system goes down, they may contact the provider. Most of the website work is done directly by Jim in that department. But if one of these technicians needed to be brought in for that assistance, they could be used for that.
Have you discussed with them how unfriendly the website is?
That's a Northwoods thing.
No, but we did budget for this coming year a project for an update of the website. So.
I thought that's what we just did. We had
no,
this big
all
switch
you
over
did
and everything
was
changed.
Change the technical backbone to update it to current software so that we could even have it accommodate 18, things like viewable on different media devices and things like
well,
that.
Well, I know Alderman Taylor and I are just huge fans of that website, I'll tell you.
Well, there's a long list of people who'd like to make some changes. Yeah. No,
and that's why a project was budgeted for this year.
It's impossible to find anything on
here.
The search engine is terrible. That's correct. Alderman
Taylor. All right, so about this website, what we currently have, I think the issue is the people up here were used to the old one, and we use a lot more than the general public does because we're looking for things, you know, all the time. So for a person that is maybe going to the website for the first time, there's no change, and right, the search engine isn't the greatest, but like I came from a meeting in Cudahy where I've been like the last three times, the last three meetings out there. And when I go to their website, it's not friendly, but you know, it's new to me. You know, so I'm not used to it. I was used to the what we had before. My issue, and it will always be my issue, is everything that was on the previous website needs to be here. That's the agendas, the minutes, any audio. Like when we started, when we stopped recording via cassette and we went to audio, and all the audio minutes are there. They need to be there. Because from the outside looking in, that's where it's like, what are we trying to hide? And I know that's not what's going on, but if, in campaign season, that's what I would say. That's what I would bring up. So if I'm the mayor, I would want that to be there as mm-hmm. soon as possible, because I'll make that an issue, because I want to, 6 months from now when I'm bored and thinking, God, what should I be doing on a Tuesday night? I may want to go back and listen to some old minutes.
You need a life.
Okay? So we need to get, that's the issue that I have. You know, obviously there's going to be changes made, and if there's a project for next year, that's fine, but that information needs to be there, especially on this body here. We passed a lot of things, and I don't feel like coming up to City Hall saying, hey, can we find this somewhere? I don't, you know, I want to be able to pull it up on my computer at home on a slow Tuesday night.
The audio is there, but it's buried. You cannot find it.
So we just got to fix that. That's my main issue. But I think because we're used to the old one, that this, it just changed. I'm not a big fan of it.
Well, I changed, left a message for Ms. Liberta that I'd like to have some training if we're not going to change anything, because I count on that to get my job done, and I...
Take off the glasses when you're on the computer.
This is the Grace. This is Grace Kelly look.
No, Jackie O is John said. That totally Jackie.
Believe me, I wouldn't be wearing them if I didn't have to. So.
I think I should wear them.
Okay, glasses. Mr. Liberta's heard us. So right. Did we act?
Yeah.
There's a motion and a second.
I don't think there was a second.
Yeah, there was.
Barber's
yep.
All those in favor of the motion to approve the contract with HBS, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G19 is renewal of a contract with Geographic.
Love it.
I'll second.
Todd likes you too.
I love it, yes.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go to vouchers. There's a new one on your table. So.
What about?
We're going to go back to those two. Is there a motion approving city vouchers ending date of December 12th in the amount of $1,048,253.04 and payroll dated December 6th in the amount of $388,394.90, payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $209,383.50 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll for December the 20th, estimated $410,000 in payments of various payroll deductions, estimated $427,000 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll for January 3rd, estimated $394,000 in payments of various payroll deductions, estimated $208,000 plus city matching payments, and approval to release library vouchers upon approval of the library board, and approval to release payment to miscellaneous vendors in the amount of $229,042.12, and approval to release payment to Knight Berry in the amount of $642,787.02.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Abstain.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, no absent, 1 abstention. We'll move on to item I-1. Who's doing licensing? Alderman Nelson. Alderman Wilhelm.
Operator new, Heather Bandel, hold for appearance. Operator new, Cavalier Emma, hold for appearance. Howell Janine, hold for background check. Knight Jennifer, hold for background check. Apple Cust, approve. And Rogers Tory, approve.
Second.
Is that your daughter?
Sister.
Your niece?
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to G16, Planning Department changes to pursue unified development ordinance, Conrad and Master Plan.
G20 would be the next item you'd want to do.
First?
Yeah,
G20. Okay, we'll do G20 first. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub C? Consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of public employee over which the common council has jurisdiction or exercise of responsibility may re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as it's discussed therein. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk.
No, blue.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
We are in closed session. Thank you, Mr. Cust.